attention, please. May I have your attention, please? Sabbat shalom, everyone. My name is future priest Eber Hawkins, and I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to find your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is future priest Barzan, and I'd like to serve forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for... It's my great privilege and honor to present to you the future priest and priestess now entering the sanctuary. It's my great privilege and honor to present to you future priest Deacon Tuakia.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, today I'm going to be talking about war will not bring peace. No matter how you say it or how it's done, war will not bring peace. There's no way. And I'm going to use an example. It's with the Iraq war. This is an article I'm going to be reading from an article on NBC News. And it said, 10 years on the war on Iraq, did the invasion bring hope and progress to millions as President Bush had vowed back in 2001? Because if you remember, this all started out whenever the Twin Towers fell. It starts out by saying, when this article was written, it was on the 10th anniversary from the start of the Iraqi war. And it says, when the administration of President George W. Bush planned the invasion of Iraq, hopes ran high that the massive development of troops and money wouldn't just result in toppling the toppling of Saddam Hussein. The United States would help create a country that stood as an example to others. So that was their goal, to create a country that stood as an example to others. President Bush, he said, he announced military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. He also said, a liberated Iraq can show the power of freedom to transform that vital region by bringing hope and progress to lives of millions. But let's read what is actually occurring in Iraq at this time, or what has occurred in the past 11 years. It says, an estimated 189,000 people, including Iraqi civilians, news reporters, troops, journalists, people like that, have been killed since the war began in 2003. This country is considered one of the most corrupt in the world now. Continuing on to what some of the people are saying about this that live in Iraq, they say the infrastructure and the services were bad, but now it's even worse. That came from a person that's 33, he's unemployed, and he has two children. They also said this isn't a great service. It has gone from bad to worse. So notice, it's not getting better. Their idea of bringing war is not getting better. It's only making things worse and worse and worse. And they're going to continue to do these things until they eventually wipe everyone out. Going on, it says unemployment stands at 15% and youth unemployment at 30%. That's from the United Nations Development Program. 23% of the population lives in extreme hunger. They also said that. About two-thirds of the homes depend on public water supply as their primary source for drinking water. But a quarter of these reported that they got potable water for under 2 hours per day. Electricity is also the worst-rated service in Iraq since 2003. Then it says, this is from an Iraqi analyst. They said, maybe Iran has benefited more than any other country from what has occurred. And some people even say America handed Iraq to Iran. But don't forget the Iranian regime has had relations with the Iraqi political forces when they were in the opposition. So this relation has continued after Saddam was toppled. So that's enough of that. You can see just from what I read that the way that they have brought, the war and the continual violence that they have brought, the way of Cain that they're trying to spread throughout the whole world has not brought peace. It's only brought more death, misery, and destruction to it. But while the world is out there fighting, the house of Yahweh is rejoicing, and we're teaching them the way to go, the way that will bring peace. If you have your book of Yahweh, if you can turn over to Hebrews chapter 12 on page 951. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness, which without no one will see Yahweh. So the house of Yahweh is the only place in the entire world that has true peace. There is no other place in the world. They may say they have peace, but like I just read, their way of peace is war, and it will never bring peace, but they don't realize that as of yet. So I encourage you to stick with it, because we're almost there, brethren. We're almost there, so stick with it. And with that, if you all please stand, I have the great honor and privilege to turn it over to the great future priest, Yeshurun, for prayer.
You may be seated.
Great future priest, Deacon Shlomo Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be talking about Positive Philosophy 73. It says, we must confess our sins to Yahweh and repent for them, and be converted to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. But I'm also going to be tying it in with the four steps to entering into Yahweh's kingdom, which are repent, confess, baptism, and conversion. Now, if you turn over to your books of Yahweh's, to Yeketzkiah, it's on page 635. Yeketzkiah 14 and verse 11, it says that the house of Israel may no longer go astray from me, nor be polluted anymore with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people and I may be their father, says Father Yahweh. All right, so he's showing us there that our sins pollutes us. When we commit a sin, it's polluting us. Now, the first step into entering Yahweh's kingdom is repent. Repent from the Webster's Dictionary means to feel remorse or self-reproach, to feel regret for one's behavior, as to change one's mind, to make a change for the better because of remorse for one's sins. So it's showing us to have remorse, to trying to make a change for the better. If you turn over to Luke 13, it's on page 798. Luke 13 and verse 5. Luke 13 and verse 5. It says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So we have to repent in order to make it into Yahweh's kingdom. And how do we start repenting? Well, we have to go to the priest and get counsel and advice, because the priests have the answers. As it says in Deuteronomy 7:17, verse 9, he says, go to the priest. If you turn to Malachia 2, it's on page 725. Malachia 2 and verse 7. It says, for the priest's lips keep knowledge, and they
should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts, or our Father. So we should seek the law at the priest's mouth, because he is the messenger of Yahweh. Yahweh has sent him here to show us the right way. The second step is confess, which means to acknowledge or admit, to tell one's sins to a priest. All right, and it reminds me of the three steps to stopping all war. If you remember, the first step is to assess the situation. You can see there's problems, and you have a problem too. The second step is to admit, and that's what you do when you confess your sins to the priest on Friday night. You're admitting to the two priests that you committed a sin. And then the third step is to lay a foundation, and that's through the baptism and conversion. If you turn to page 956, it's Jacob 5 and verse 16. It's on page 956. It says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man is effective, powerful." So that this is why we confess our sins, so we are healed. As we learned in Yeketzkia 14, Yahweh told us that our sins polluted us. So when we confess our sins, we do it so that we can be healed, so that we're not polluted anymore. And that leads to the next step, baptism. Baptism. If you turn to Acts 2, Acts 2 and verse 38, it's on page 842. It says, "Then Kepha said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of Spirit Holy.'" So this is why we're baptized, so that we can take those sins off of us, or as we say, taking off the old man. All these sins that built up in our lives, we're taking it all off when we get baptized, for the remission of sins and to receive Holy Spirit. If you have the Baptisms Yahweh's Way, the booklet, it's on page 18. Pastor says, "We are sealed with the family name of Yahweh upon repentance and baptism." He says, "When my wife and I toured the nation of Israel in the spring of 1982, we visited the site of an old synagogue. At this site was a trough-like area. Our guide asked what we thought this area could be. No one else thought of baptism because most people there were taught baptism was an ordinance issued only during the time of Yahshua. I said, it is a baptistry. The guide said that was absolutely right. It was a mikveh, a ritual bath for immersion, for ritual purity and cleanliness. And a mikveh, from the Hebrew dictionary, is a collection of water, a pool or bath of clear water, immersion in which renders ritually clean a person." So it was almost like a baptism type deal. And that's where people get baptized. And another example is in Matthew 3. It's on page 730. Matthew 3 and verse 13. Now this is Yahshua's baptism. It says, "Then Yahshua came from Galilee to the Jordan, to Yochanan, to be baptized by him. But Yochanan protested to him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Yahshua answered, saying to him, 'Allow this now, for this is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. And Yahshua, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he perceived, by a revelation, the Spirit of Yahweh descending and entering into him. Then lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that's what we want with us. We want Yahweh to be pleased with us. And that's why we're going through these four steps. If you turn to page 139, it's Numbers 31. Numbers 31 and verse 23. It says, "Everything that can endure fire, you must put them through the fire, and they will be clean. Then it shall also be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire must be put through that water." Now if you think about it, he's both spiritually and physically talking. Because we are going through the fire with these tests and these trials. It reminds me of the great Kahan when he showed the pedestal. And he was showing that we're grinded, almost like through the fire. Also when Pastor said that we're being beat to fit through that hole. You remember? And so we are going through the fire, but we're also going through the water. Because it says, "But all that cannot endure fire must be put through that water." All right? So then that leads to the next step of conversion. If you turn to Acts, Acts 3, it's on page 842. Acts 3 and verse 19. "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. The times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh." So we have to be converted in order to enter Yahweh's kingdom, and to so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh. Now the word conversion from the Webster's Dictionary is a change in which one adopts to one religion. Convert means to change from one use, function, to another. And if you look up the etymology, it came from a turning around. And that's what we're doing when we convert. We're changing from letting Satan use us out in this world. Then we go through these four steps, and then we're going on to letting Yahweh use us. And then we're going to be in the kingdom. I'm going to be reading from the this book here. It's the children's book. Page 21. And Pastor said, "Remember what Yahshua said in Matthew 7:16. He said, 'By their fruits you shall know them.' When a person has Spirit Holy guiding him into truth, this person's fruits change. This person starts doing the things Yahweh wants him to do, becoming a son, daughter of Yahweh. He, she will then start to examine themselves and start to overcome the ways of Satan with the help and guidance of Spirit Holy. They will choose to overcome the ways of Satan and will start to change." Then gives the definition of guidance, means counseling or the act of leading, directing, or advising. So instead of having the fruits that we got out in the world, now we're gonna change with the Spirit Holy after we've been baptized. And then that's the conversion, turning into Yahweh using us for his kingdom. So remember the four steps. You can see them in the did the patriarch Enoch go to heaven. I think it's that book. But it shows the four steps in great detail. Remember, it's repent, confess, baptism, and conversion. And we're reaching for this crown. And with that, if everyone will please stand. Have the privilege and honor to turn it over to the great Kahan Ilya Hyler Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. Now, today we're going to play two news discs. So after the first one is finished, you can remain seated because we're going to play a second one. But we're going to explain some things tying into the second one also. But today, the first part, we're going to go over troops once again building up in Iraq. This where we're not going to send troops in as a country, where now we're sending ground troops in. And of course, they're going in, they're saying to train the ground troops in Iraq on how to deal with this group known as ISIS or ISIL, depending on which government leader you talk to. But they're supposedly combating the enemy. And remember what's taking place. Don't be fooled by the propaganda that's out there. Watch carefully what's taking place with all of these situations. And of course, the government recently asked for $5.6 billion just to send these troops over there. And that's an amazing amount of money for something like that. Also taking place, the Secretary of Affairs, of course, the Veteran Affairs Department, a new secretary has been put in. And the first thing that he's looking to do is to fire 1,000 people. So you can see the corruption taking place even in our government. You know, it's a system, it's a broken system. And then something we all need to be aware of, there's a typhoon off the coast of Alaska that's soon to hit Alaska, and it's looking at putting freezing temperatures. Winter is going to come very early, even here in Texas. By Tuesday, we will be below freezing at night. And that's very powerful to know that something like that could affect the whole country and this Arctic blast that we're going to see. And then up in Ferguson, Missouri, we have the grand jury is soon to release whether they're going to charge the officer with the shooting of the young boy that was shot and killed. And notice what the residents are saying. They're preparing for war. That's what they're preparing for. And then in Israel, we see Israel and Palestine once again at it, coming at each other, and Palestine is crying out for all of the Muslim countries to join in. Due to the Israeli actually sent their soldiers into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They actually went inside of it and even shot off tear gas inside of it. But watch how the people are handling these things and watch what they're doing. They're groping for answers, but they're finding none. If we could go ahead and please play disc one. If everyone will please stand, I would like to introduce the one who brings forth the path of Yahweh, the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. Wow. We got a feast going again, looks like. Praise Yahweh. They're all yours, Yahweh. You may be seated. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Praise Yahweh. I love you too. The news it's really great because it shows prophecies and exactly what the prophet said. What is taking place here, the Pope has brought forth wickedness, lawlessness. Everyone knows now in Congress that we need the peaceful solution, character education taught. We have doctors falsifying statements. We have money being stolen from the government, and that's just a small portion of it. You know, McDonald, he's inherited a job that he, you know, there's no way of solving it. And he could get rid of the whole bunch, start afresh with a new college students, and the same thing would start taking place again. The problem is character. And, of course, without it, without proper character, without the character education being taught, mankind is just like Pope Francis. He's teaching lawlessness. and of course, teaching you to sin, teaching you to break the laws of Yahweh. One of them is theft, of course, and that's what we see all over the world today. Theft of land, theft of oil, theft of government money, tax money and falsifying papers. I was reading the other day where the colleges were actually falsifying classes. And there wasn't any class, but they showed on the graduates' papers that they had attended this class and came out with great honor. There wasn't even a class. But they had to do this to get money from the government, making out like that this school is really putting out some high-quality individuals. But they could teach everything and everything they got there and send them out in the world, and they'd still be stealing. They'd still be fighting and warring because there's no character education in the schools, thanks to the Pope, thanks to the Roman Catholic Church that sits on the seven hills of Rome that has brought confusion. That is Babylon, mystery Babylon to the world, which means confusion. The thing this week, of course, with the evolution, and the Pope is kind of grabbing at straws because he knows that the house of Yahweh is the only one that knows how the world was created and how Yahweh can create individuals out of these stones, as Yeshua said, these very stones right here. Yahweh could actually command them to become a man that would serve him. He could command them to become a cow or a horse or a dog or anything, and they will obey. Now, of course, they don't believe that. They don't believe evolution. They don't believe evolution either. You know, it's a theory, and they know it, but they're grabbing at straws to try to come up with something because evolution doesn't fit, and there's too many questions being asked, and they have no answers. And the people are asking questions now because we've got trouble in the world. Big time crisis. We got drought. We got the weather out of control, and we're telling them about it. The house of Yahweh is. We got wars everywhere and more expected, big time wars that they can't control. I know that Barack Obama feels bad because he was hoping to bring peace to those countries, and of course it's failed. But that's what the scripture said. Everything you do is going to fail. From here on out, everything you do and say, you've got yourselves in a bind. You have taught lawlessness to all the nations. The Pope has taught, the Catholic Church that is, has taught war to all the nations. The ones that are in this, the nations that are fighting back now, they got this from the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church took peaceful communities by force, and they took them to Babylon and to Rome, and they made citizens out of them and told them what to think and who to worship. And of course, we're not the only ones that know this. Anyone can read the history. They can read the history of the Bible and know that it was taken away from them. Well, right now, we're reaching a lot of people, and with this message of the kingdom of Yahweh. Amen. Praise Yahweh. Israel, this was the latest. Israel Hawkins says, "The house of Yahweh is fulfilling a great work spoken of in Scripture according to the news article." Now, this was published the 7th. That was yesterday. Right now, it's running over 40,000 news medias are running this story about the house of Yahweh work. These are not small independent news medias anymore. These news medias here amount to the millions. This, television. This is television release. In fact, all of these they sent to us this week, showing us how many people they're reaching. Greensville, South Carolina, over 2 million people watching that channel, and it's running this article right here. And on their website also. Now, that's just one of 40,000, over 40,000 already. Another one here is Chattanooga, Tennessee, of over 2 million people. Another one is Louisville, Kentucky, over 2 million people. Another one is, Huntsville, Alabama. That's 1,964,000, almost 2 million already. Mobile, Alabama. Las Vegas, and all of these are news media. Here's one, Hawaii. Praise Yahweh, almost 2 million people. I won't read you all of these because it'd take too long. But anyway, they just sent a few to show us that we are reaching the people with this message, and they're asking questions. The one before that was the Ebola. Yisrael Hawkins explains how Ebola fits into prophecy and what to expect next in new article. That one's up to 85,000, almost 86,000 news media has ran that article. One before that, House of Yahweh released new computer software. That one is up to 62,000 now. That's computer software. You need to start thinking. Now, we're going to put it in the schools, of course. And I'm against children playing with computers. We do intend to govern it, but the computers will be in the schools very soon with this software, teaching the children how to use these in teaching. I would suggest that you be thinking along that line. Don't get a computer and turn it over to your children. You're putting a stumbling block in their face and telling Satan, here, come get them. That's exactly what you're doing. It's an evil thing. We can use it for righteousness, but it's got to be governed totally, or you'll mess up your child's mind with what you want to be righteous. It will turn to evil. And Yahweh tells you not to do that. So pay close attention. But we are going to start teaching this, and we're going to have it in the schools. It won't be... It will not stay there with them to use permanently, but they will learn how to use the computer. They'll learn how to use this program. They'll learn how to add their own lessons to it and so forth. Everything is going to be taught, and you might do the same thing if you got children. If you're sending your children to public school, I'd take them out. I'd see no way. These public schools are nothing but evil. They bring forth sodomy. Everything from the Pope is being taught in these public schools. They're the governors of it. I would get them out of it, and I would keep them out of it. I would get them in Yahweh's work. You came here to learn about Yahweh. That's what you came for. You came to be a teacher in Yahweh's house. And if you do that, you're going to shine like the stars very soon now. Teachers is what I'm trying to make out of you. And Yahweh is doing this. Yahweh is making teachers out of you right now that he says is going to shine like the stars, and that's part of evolution. Yes, it is. I'll show you how. But the Pope's letter, saying he thinks that God was there during creation. He thinks God had something to do with it somewhere or another. He's just not sure what. That is the creation. But evolution was, they kept asking questions and no answers. And this went on since Darwin's time. And, of course, it got worse. And now it's getting worse because they're getting more high-powered telescopes. They know what the planets are doing. They can see a little bit. Yahweh has allowed them to see a little bit. Yahweh has moved the universe back from the earth because of our space travel, and he knew that it would be used to to do damage to the universe that Satan would. So he's moved it back away from us and is still moving it back away from us. So someone came up and said, well, maybe it was a Big Bang. I think he told it as a joke, you know, and he was talking in the bathroom when he told it about gas exploding. And of course, this started all these planets, you know, it created a bunch of planets out there and started moving in a certain direction. Well, even a first grade astronomy class, the very bottom of it would show you that those planets out there are working like clocks, and they're set in motion. They don't slow down or speed up. They stay just like that, and they're spinning all the time. So these people now, they're asking even smarter questions now, greater questions. And it said, you know, what started them to spinning then? And what started them to orbiting these other, their own planets this way? See, they have no answers for these things. So the Pope has got to come up with something, you know, because they look to the Catholic Church for answers. But the Catholic Church don't have any answers. Our governments don't have any answers. They're stumbling around like blind men in the dark, groping for an answer. But everything they decide on, every law they pass, turns against them. There's two works, as you noticed in his news report. There's two works. One of them is a hypocrite. He's talking about me. Yes. And the people say, well, he was arrested. There must be something wrong. We don't want to teach this righteousness that comes from him. He was arrested and charged with something. I think he went to prison or something. He's worse than Al Capone, they said. It's not, as you saw, it's not the criminality that they're scared of or hate. Here's people run for office that had served time. I've never served any time. I've never been filed with an official charge. I have never been convicted of anything in my life except teaching Yahweh's laws. But the lies out there on the computers is a different thing. And I'm not going to waste my time arguing with these people out there. I'm not even going to read their stuff, you know. Yahweh's running this show. They're not running the show. I don't need their help. All I need is Yahshua as our high priest and Yahweh's plan to be carried out. That's all we need. And we're doing it. Well, Catholic, of course, it includes the others, the whole nations, everything. Because she brings in all these religions that are against war, but they think they have to fight to have their way. So she's responsible. The Roman Catholic Church that once ruled the world has now split, and of course the four splits are fighting each other. And Malachi Martin, he knew when Satan gave the word and said, we're going to start war at this time against these people, he told about this. He said, Mary is going to make war against them. And he said the Russia might turn out to be opposition here. And right now, she's a teddy bear that's agreeing to everything, but she could turn into a grizzly overnight, he said. So this is something that he foretold in advance. Now, you could almost see by this that they're getting their orders straight from Satan the devil, who they call Mary. Mary is not the mother of Yahshua. She's dead and buried. We will resurrect Mary ourselves. We are the first that's going to receive this, and I'll show you this and make it crystal clear to you. That's why Yahweh has given us so much knowledge, so much wisdom in this time period right here. Yahweh has opened our mind to understanding. We know how the earth was made. We know how man was made, the earth and all that it involves, all that in the heavens are, was made in 7 days. And then six days, and then Yahweh took the seventh day and taught mankind. He worked teaching mankind, as we will see this. I mean, it's laid out so clear so clearly. And Yeshua kept the Sabbath perfectly, working, teaching, healing, showing people how to eat the right kinds of food, how to cleanse themselves inwardly, and so forth. He did all of this on the Sabbath day, every Sabbath. He even fed people on the Sabbath day. He fixed the meals, yes. He made meal out of stones, made fish out of stone. He could make a fish go out and pick up a coin in the middle of the lake. Yes, that's what he can do. That's what Yahweh can do. And we are the only ones that knows how he did it. In Isaiah 14, I think we'll start there. Isaiah 14. We have to realize that none of the wicked will understand. But and that's what Daniel said. That's the reason the Pope has no understanding today. He's turned against the laws of Yahweh. He's classified as a sinner that's cut himself off from Yahweh. And of course, he stands that way right now because of these sins. And he has no understanding. That's a fact. None of the wicked will understand. So if you hang on to any amount of sin, any sin, you're not going to understand. I don't care. I could preach to you. I could show it, so plainly that a child can understand it. But if you hang on to this wickedness, no, your mind will sway and you'll go Satan's way. Here in Isaiah 14, if you look at verse 3, it says, "It will come to pass in the day of Yahweh," that day, in the day that Yahweh will give you rest from your sorrow, from your terror. He's speaking of Satan here, of course, and from the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. Of course, she chose this way because she rose up against the way of Yahweh. When the children of Israel, when Yahweh sent them into Egypt, they experienced this hard bondage. It's just like the United States today, the hard bondage. But they kept thinking, you know, they were wicked. The ones that went back into this wicked mess, they were wicked people, so they couldn't understand why they were here at the house of Yahweh. And of course, eventually they turned and went back into the world. That's the people he brought out of Egypt, the ones that rose up against Moshe, the Korahites, the ones Yahweh destroyed, some of them, but then he turned the kingdom over to the rest of them that was still alive and the government still growing. Said, "You want it? Here it is. We'll let you have it, let you go your way, and we'll show you what your end will be." And Yahweh has through prophecy, showed them step by step. If you do this, this is going to take place. If you do this, it's going to take place. What the Pope can't understand is prophecy actually proves Yahweh, proves his ability, his wisdom, his great power, the wisdom to foretell the future. No one else has it but he. No one is shown in Scripture to have it. No one is shown to have the power to resurrect the dead but Yahweh. No one is shown to have the power to create man out of the dust of the earth. Dust. Microorganisms of the earth. No one can do that but Yahweh. The terror. And from the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. Right now, people are hustling. They're shuffling around. They're without water. They've dried up the heavens, and drought is coming and growing all over. The rains that we got, if you think that ended the drought, no. The rains that we got will give us a wheat crop to raise to feed the cows on this winter. And that's what the blessing came for. It came to bless Yahweh's house. When I came to Abilene in 1967, Abilene was dying. There was row after row, like these tables set up, of empty houses in Abilene. No jobs available, nothing. Three major universities, but nobody to attend them. But Yahweh brought me to Abilene, and he started blessing Abilene. Yes, you can read this for yourself. You can check me out. But he did not start being blessed till Yahweh brought me to Abilene. I asked Yahweh for a business, and he gave it to me. Rent business, furnishing people with a house to live in. And I started buying houses, and I started renting those houses. I had a 90% occupancy all the time. And when someone would move out, I would double the rent or go almost double, because everything was demanding more houses. The Abilene Rental Association called me. I didn't call them. They called me and said, "What have you got to rent?" And they were doing it constantly, once a week. Sometimes I wouldn't have anything. Sometimes I would have something. They'd put people in it right away. We didn't even have to run an ad. That's how fast Yahweh was blessing his work here. Yes. That's why Abilene was blessed, and that's what it's got to right now. King David said, if they don't like their blessings, let it be taken from them. I didn't expect a showdown this soon, but I can see from the Pope's actions that there's going to be a quick showdown. It's not going to be long before there's going to be a showdown between the house of Yahweh and this evil system that has ruled the world now for 6,000 years. Yes, it's brought it to this right here, to where there's no answers for the problems that they have created. They have created these problems in their schools. Why do you think those people were stealing that money that McDonald now has got to account for, and he's got to try to straighten out this mess? These are veterans that went over there and fought wars for the United States. They were shown to be treated, but they weren't. Now it's all over the news. But why would we see this in public services, public hospitals? Why are these people thieves? Why is the Pope himself a thief? Why won't he return the things they stole from the temple? Why won't he return that back to Israel? They stole all that stuff. They took it by force. That's stealing. Don't make any difference if they had an army to do it. It's still theft. They took all the wealth of that temple, which was the house of Yahweh. Yahweh allowed them to do it at that time. Yeshua says the gates of hell is not going to prevail this time. And that's the reason we know that there's going to be a showdown. It's already started, actually. The Pope is boasting that, I'm a hypocrite, and I'm saying I know it all, and I do. And Yahweh is my Father. That may be the only truth that man's ever told. You know, it's like the Big Bang. It's like... he's trying to cover another falsehood, like Christmas, you know, Santa Claus. He's trying to cover the falsehood that they're worshiping the sun god. It has nothing to do with the Savior. Christmas doesn't. It's condemned in the 10th chapter of Jeremiah, the first 10 verses of the 10th chapter of Jeremiah. Anyone can read that. What's the Easter goddess, who is Satan the devil, have to do with salvation? Nothing. What does a rabbit have to do with eggs, colored eggs? It's all lies. It's just like the Big Bang and the evolution. But he doesn't believe the scriptures, so he may even believe them. I take that back. The man may even believe some of these, because I think he knows the prophecy about me and the house of Yahweh. And I think he's scared, and I think Satan is grabbing at straws now, hoping she can destroy the house along with the rest of the earth with nuclear bombs. She can't. The house of Yahweh is going to be protected. But it's just lies they're trying to cover. The Big Bang is supposed to cover evolution. You know, it was a Big Bang. Well, of course, even with some of these minor telescopes that we got, you can see the planets, you know, and how they're all in clockwork and how they never slow down. Time. The time that we get from heaven is absolutely perfect. We have to reset our clocks by it all the time. And now they have automatic clocks that are set by the heavenly time that Yahweh set by law, to actually keep spinning, and they just can't explain this. What started this, and how did they start orbiting another planet, their own planet? Well, any old way, this is lies that they use to cover what they don't want you to believe, and they want you to believe that it wasn't Yahweh that created the heaven and the earth. It was some god, and he had something to do with it, and he created man, but in a tadpole-like shape at the time. And the tadpole kind of grew and became birds and animals and four-footed creatures and everything. And, of course, the people look at the anatomy of a man, you know, and they say, well, how come all of them are not evolving today? How come their heart's in the same place and their brain's in their head and their kidneys in a certain place? And every human body, how come? Well, there's no answer to it. If it's evolving, why isn't it evolving right now? Why did it stop? These are some of the questions they asked. And, of course, to get the answer, well, there was a Big Bang. Well, that don't answer all these questions. You know, I've often brought out that the animals and man actually had to be made and put into action at a certain time. And nothing has ever proved that wrong. But the woodpecker, you know, I latched onto that because when I was studying about it, the woodpecker was actually made. He's got to have a certain food that he gets from a tree, and he's got to have a double skull and a sharp beak, and it had to be designed for that purpose. If you tried to dig one of those out yourself, you'd see what a difficult job it takes to do that. But yet the way that Yahweh created the woodpecker, and he can actually go in just a few seconds, he can have that bug that he's got to have or he'll die. He can't live it without that eating that bug. That's the reason you don't see any woodpeckers today, right? Because it took them 2 billion years to develop this bone, and then another 2 billion years to develop the beak. So they all died off. They couldn't eat. They couldn't get that bug. Don't you see how ridiculous that evolution is? But you can find that in everything, every animal, every fish if you just examine them, you'll see that they're all made and designed to do a certain thing. Carp especially, my most beloved fish, the carp, and now the kitchen is making them irresistible, you know, them and the smokehouse. Beautiful. Anyway, they were all made and they were put in motion all at the same time. In 7 days, yes, 6 days they were made and created, put into motion. And on the eighth day, Yahweh was actually feeding them to Adam and Eve. Yes. Otherwise, they'd have starved to death. Where was the food for Adam and Eve? They had to eat, right? How do we do this, Pope? I don't know. Maybe there's a Big Bang then too. Blew something in their mouth. Well, we see the evil ones here. We see in 14 the terror that is in the world right now, and Satan running the world. Satan is running the world. The Pope knows what he's got to do, what the Catholic Church has got to do, and they're hoping. Satan is hoping to destroy the whole world, but she's telling the Pope the Vatican that sits on seven hills, you're going to be the leaders. All these kingdoms are mine. Remember what she said to Yahshua? All these kingdoms are mine, and if you'll just conquer by the sword, then pretty soon we'll be all Catholics, and you'll have peace, and you have all these kingdoms and all their wealth and everything. We'll take all this wealth and just pile it up here in front of the Vatican. There won't be room enough to hold it in your caves, in your museums, and so forth. You'll spend thousands of years trying to find space for the gold and silver and for all the precious paintings and everything we're going to take from all of these people of other religions that won't worship me, the ones that won't worship Mary. Well, this is what's going into the Vatican's mind. What actually is going into Satan's mind is she's going to destroy the whole earth and the heavens that involve the earth. She's going to destroy mankind. And Yahshua said, if she can do that, then mankind won't achieve anything. It'll be gone. But prophecy says she can't do it. In fact, she's going to kill herself trying, and she's going to kill 4/5 of the earth's population in trying. But the house of Yahweh will take over after that. We're the first that's going to be, the last that's going to be first. And we'll see this step by step. Look at verse 4. This is Isaiah 14:4. That you will take up this proverb now, this taunting speech against the king, king of confusion. That's king of Babylon. That's what you see in Revelation 17, remember? Revelation 17, you got that? That's what you see there. King of Babylon, that's king of confusion. That's what we see coming forth from the Catholic Church right now. The Roman Catholic Church, the seven hills of Rome, sits on the seven hills and fully depicted by Yochanan in the book of Revelation, 17th chapter. He shows you where she is. And he says in the last verse, verse 18 of chapter 17, who is this woman? It's that great city that reigns over the kings of the earth. That's what she's doing right now. That's the reason that the Bible cannot be taught in the United States schools. That's the reason the Ten Commandments, you notice the people, now they're trying to get the Ten Commandments to be set in front of the courthouse where people can see them. Why would they be wanting to do that? They haven't before. Why would they suddenly be wanting the Ten Commandments there? The house of Yahweh is reaching a lot of people. And there's a lot of people rising up and saying, why can't we teach these laws? Why can't we teach them here in America? Why can't we teach some character in our school? Why do we have to teach theft, fornication, adultery, sodomy? Why do we have to teach all of these things and your lies about Christmas, Easter, and Halloween that the Pope said, let's call it Holyween from now on? Yeah, like that straightens out the problem. Like the Big Bang covered evolution, it straightens out the problem. We won't call it Halloween anymore. We'll call it Holy Wiener from now on. Well, the king of Babylon, take up this taunting against the king of Babylon. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm taunting this man. He knows it too. How the oppressor has ceased. The golden city that sits on seven hills. How has it fallen? How has it ceased? Yahweh has broken the staff. That means scepter. Scepter. Now that should start ringing some bells now in your mind, boys. Scepter, staff, scepter. Now, I've brought a lot of sermons on this, and you better circle that or something there. Notice, the staff of the wicked, the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. ruling the kings of the earth with what? Lawlessness. Lawlessness. This is what a great nation actually brought out in the news last week or week before last, saying, we want laws that we can all live with. This was President Putin of Russia. We want laws that we can live with. We want a law that is honest, that is just for all nations. Give us laws that we can depend on. And that's what he's asking of all the other nations. And there's a lot of nations now that are beginning to rise up, and this is worrying the Pope. This is taunting this great city that sits on the seven hill. But notice the word staff there, and notice the word scepter of the rulers. Now, they still got this. Yahweh turned it over to them. He says the kingdom will be taken from you and given to someone else, given to the house of Yahweh, actually. We're right now teaching the laws of the kingdom. We're teaching the message of the kingdom of Yahweh. We're the only ones that are teaching the message of the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, I want all you boys to look at that. You see that word, scepter, there? This is a prophecy about Satan that you see as you go on down, and she brings herself to destruction. But she also destroys all the nations. Are you the one, he said, that made the nations tremble? Are you the one? Look at you. Verse 17 of that same chapter. Is this the one who made the world like a wilderness? How did she do this? By teaching rebellion. Nimrod, meaning he rebelled. Or she. It was a system that now sits on the seven hills of Rome. Okay, let's go over now. Keep this in mind about the scepter, and let's go back here to Genesis. Genesis 49, and that's what you should mark there by Isaiah 41, verse 5. That word scepter, you should mark Genesis 49. It's already marked in the Israel Sales program, computer program. And, of course, it shows you where to go to, and that's going to be out this very, very soon to everyone. You need to get your order in. Genesis 49 now, and look at verse 1, the last two words in verse 1. You see that? Verse 1, Genesis 49, verse 1. You see it now?
Yes.
Okay, 49 verse 1. You see the last two words? Last days. Last days. Yeshua called that the last generation in Matthew 24. And this is what this prophet right here, speaking under inspiration of Yahweh, no one else could do this without Yahweh's inspiration. Yahweh, the wisdom of Yahweh, is what the world threw away. And that's what you were called here for now, to learn this great wisdom of Yahweh and to be a part of this great kingdom that the gates of hell will never prevail against again. Yes. You see the last days. And if you'll look down now to verse 10, and you'll see the word scepter. You see that? Well, of course, this Isaiah was speaking under inspiration of this prophecy right here that he has given in Genesis 49. And this prophecy is about you and me and Yahshua. Yahshua, who has qualified to take this scepter of righteousness. They're using it as a scepter of rulership, of forced rule. That's what the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, has always done. If you read Daniel, the seventh chapter, you'll see by force they took the laws of Yahweh away from the people. The 11th chapter, verse 31, shows they polluted the temple and destroyed it. Who did that? Ed, I tell you, the knowledge is there, but they can't see it. The wicked cannot understand. But it's there. The Roman Catholic Church is the one that destroyed the temple. Daniel foretold it 500 years before that. That their army would pollute the temple, they'd destroy it, they'd remove the stones, they'd plow it like a field. They had to remove the stones to plow it like a field, and Yahshua said, there won't even be a stone left here on top of another, and you're a fool if you don't believe that, he said. The scepter will not depart from Yada. No, that's Yada ruling on the seven hills of Rome right now. Yada. The 12 tribes of Israel, that's the leftover from the Roman Empire, the great Roman, as they call it, Holy Roman Empire, that split into four pieces, now called the Quartet. And they're all still yielding their power to the Pope, except Russia and China and a few others. A kingdom divided cannot stand. How can two walk together unless they are agreed? That's the reason unity has got to be, brethren. You can't go any other way. And Yahweh will not allow disunity in His house. He won't allow it into His kingdom. It's got to be complete, just like Yahshua was, in full agreement, total agreement to work for His kingdom in unity forever. And it will be forever if you're in unity. If you're not, it won't. But the scepter, he says, will not depart from Yada, nor this ruling staff. This ruling staff that you just read about now in Isaiah, it won't depart from them, from between His feet, until He comes to whom tribute belongs. He comes to whom tribute belongs. Well, He had to classify, He had to classify, then qualify for this position. And He did that by keeping the laws of Yahweh. Yahshua is the one that qualified to take, to inherit, to fulfill this prophecy by inheritance, this staff of righteousness that we will teach throughout all eternity. You will never stop teaching, brethren. That is your job forever. There couldn't be a better job. Think of the experiences that you're going to see and be able to show throughout all eternity. You mean you were there? Now we're talking about 10 million years later and a group of students that's never, they're fresh out of the mother's womb. They're in school learning the scriptures. And here comes a man maybe once a month. And he said, and they're saying, this man resurrected your forefathers or you wouldn't be here. He had the power to resurrect your forefathers. Now he's going to be here on a certain date. Can you imagine the joy and gladness that these people are going to be looking forward to seeing you come in that door? Think of that. What an event. And this is going to be going on throughout the universe. And you're going to be teaching the laws of Yahweh throughout the universe. And our population at that time, it won't have to stop. We'll all be in unity. We'll be growing together. There'll be no wars and fighting. And we will bring peace and, of course, restore this old waste places that rebellion caused to begin with. When people don't agree, they either separate or they fight. They separate, they form kingdoms of their own. And then someone gets to lusting after that wealth. They're lusting after it inside. That's the reason McDonald is going to start changing faces, he says. They don't know how many, thousands of them. It's been pocketing your money. Well, this is what the nations see. Here's oil being sold over here. Man, look at the money that's in this. And here's the Catholic Church saying, follow me, and I'm going to give you this. Here Satan is whispering in their ear, follow me, and you're going to have all of this kingdoms given to you. That's what she's giving them is what she offered to Yahshua. Could you turn it down? I've seen people turn it down. I've seen people leave the studies of Yahweh that we have set up that they could have got their mind on and go back out into the world. I've seen this. For, as Yahshua said, the lust of money. The deceitfulness of riches. That turns more heads than anything you could ever imagine. You were called here. You were called here to train for this kingdom. How do you do it? You get yourself involved in these classes. Classes. We got them all. We got classes going all the time now. We need some more. We're going to establish some more very, very soon. But we got classes for everything. One of the latest classes that everyone needs to be in, and we could expand it now. We've got teachers to where we can expand it big time to everyone, is having interviews. Interviews will teach you to talk to people, to train nations, to train the heads of the nations, the leaders of the nations. And this is what you got to start thinking about. We're going to have 2 billion people left alive that we're going to have to train. We're going to have to get acquainted with every single one of those people and show him the path of righteousness. Okay, notice now, very closely, tribute belongs, and you see the rest of that in verse 10, the last part of it? That's your job. Obedience of the nations. You don't see any obedience to the nations now. You see the Pope saying all the laws, the 613 laws, are done away with. The man that's teaching it is a hypocrite. That's what you see going on now. And this man has influence, big influence throughout the world. But that influence is being questioned big time now too. And all of his stupid answers that he gives to deceive. And that's all it is deception. He's trying to get the people, their minds built up against me, the witness, and you, the house of Yahweh, the whole house of Yahweh. He's trying to get it built up in advance. These people are all hypocrites out there. They're teaching the peaceful solution. This will knock y'all out of jobs if they don't keep stealing, you know, we'll have to create, we won't have as many jobs if they don't, they won't have to hire guards. They won't have to hire policemen. You think of the jobs this is going to knock you out of if we don't keep this going. If they stop sickness and disease, think of the trillions of dollars they're going to knock you out of. You talk about big business. Pharmaceuticals is named in chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, that they will not repent of until 4/5 of the earth is destroyed. But notice, he who comes and then the obedience of the nations is his. Well, how does that come about? It's not a magic wand. The Pope said, you're risking, when you read the creation chapter of Genesis, you're risking seeing the Creator as someone with a magic wand that can just do anything. Well, of course, this is going to be brought about not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, my laws. My Spirit, that's my laws, he said. Yochanan 6:63. the Spirit of Yahweh. Flesh is worthless, but the Spirit that inspires the flesh, that is worth everything. The Spirit that comes from, I will not steal again. Let him who stole steal no more. Don't bear false witness, Francis. That's another one of the Ten Commandments. If you break one, you're guilty of breaking them all. Obedience of the nation is his. Well, in the next verse, it shows how Yahshua is instructed to bring about this obedience to the nations. But let's don't cover that right now. Let's just look at verse 10 and look at verse 1. This is the last days. Verse 10 and verse 1, showing this is the last days. Now go over to Hebrews. This is shown in other places besides Hebrews. It's shown throughout the Holy Scriptures. But remember now, the scepter is going to stay with the seven hills of Rome. That's where it is right now. The scepter, it won't depart from them. Yahweh shows they're going to be the ruler of the nations. Come and I'll show you the sentence of the great whore, which the leader of the kings of the nations, which rules over the kings of the earth. That's the scepter that he has inherited. But he's using it falsely, by force. How did Yahshua say to use it? By teaching. Teaching and example. That was never what they did. That was never what the 12 tribes did that rose up against Samuel. They wanted a king to fight wars with. That's what they asked for. Well, that's exactly what they got. They've got wars going all over the world right now. They got their kings fighting them. Well, now they're going to get involved themselves. They're going to get caught up in their own trap. What goes around comes around, right? Well, that's what's prophesied for the Catholic Church. Going to be burned and few men left. Well, here in Hebrews now, we remember what you read now in Genesis, the scepter. It's still in possession by force by the she, the city that sits on the seven hills, that great city that reigns over. That scepter, that's what it means. He reigns over the kings of the earth. That power is given to them by Satan. That's what chapter 12 of Revelation shows. Satan gives them their great power. Yes. And verse 9 of that same chapter shows the whole world is deceived. The whole world. Before the house of Yahweh was established, brethren, there was no one saying turn the other cheek. There's no one saying us find a peaceful solution that we can all live with and work these problems out. Who was it? No one. That's the reason Yahweh said in the last days, I will establish my house and it'll bring forth my way. My way is what Yahshua had to prove that he stood for before he qualified to take the scepter they're using by force and would rule with Yahweh's laws, guide, teach, instruct, and that's what he's training you for right now. It takes some training. Could you go out right now? Could you either ask yourself this question? Could you go out right now and say, Mr. Putin, I've heard a lot about you. Could I do an interview with you? What's the interview for? I'm going to ask you some questions. You won't tell him, of course. You're going to plant some things in his mind, but you're going to ask him some questions. But meanwhile, in this question asking, you're going to ask him, when are you going to get involved in the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program? Now, this is what you're going to have to do. This is what the training is about. Well, to train someone in a peaceful solution, you got to know it. And you got to practice it as Yahshua did. He practiced the peaceful solution. He walked away from a lot of trouble. He had power galore. He said, do you not know that I could call right now 7,000 legions of Malachim to come here and wipe these people out? He had that power right then. He had qualified for it. Well, the same power, the Pope says, Satan says to the Pope, by war, conquer. By destruction, conquer. She wants man destroyed. And chapter 14 shows she's going to try it with nuclear bombs. The rest of the prophets and Yahshua agree with this. She's going to try nuclear bombs to destroy this whole earth. Meanwhile, you need to be training. You need to be putting as many hours as you possibly can into this peaceful solution, living it at home, teaching it at home, day and night, when you rise up, when you go to bed. That's what Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 tells you. You can't let a minute go by without practicing this peaceful solution character education program. Have a book there handy in the morning, when you get up, when you have breakfast, when you walk by the way. Well, here now, Hebrews 1, and remember what Genesis 49 said, this scepter, this ruling staff that the Pope has, the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church has, and has ruled the earth now for about successfully. They ruled the earth for a little while, but they still got rule over the earth. They're losing it. They're losing their rank. They're losing people. Their kingdom is fallen, as Revelation says. It's diminishing. It's fading away. And this is why they're upset, and they're trying desperately to get hold of this again and saying, we need to resurrect the Roman Empire. This is what Benedict said. So we can take rule. The Roman Empire is what we need to resurrect. Come and join us in this. Well, you don't see too many people wanting to resurrect the Roman Empire anymore. The other nations are not flocking to him like they did before. He can't take it by force like he once did. This system, remember, they sent the Apostle Shaul was one of them, a Roman soldier. He went out, he searched, and he found. He knew where these villages was because reports had already been mapped out. So he went to these people and drug them back, women, men, children, to the priest. They sent them to Babylon and to Rome. Some of them was put in the lion's den. Those that stood strong was put in lion's den and used to make show of until they died. That's where Circe came in to take their bodies and feed them to her pigs, and then sell the pigs back to the people who ate swine's flesh, the priest who ate swine's flesh. Well, this ruling staff now is what they've had authority with, given unto them, allowed to them by Yahweh, but given to them by Satan. Yahweh allows Satan to do this. He shows you that with Eob. But he also says, and he shows this, she can only go as far as he allows. Right now, she's probably saying, when they're wanting to destroy the house of Yahweh, she's probably saying, no, you can't do it. It's hands off. Because Satan knows this. And she knows that she'd be destroyed if she tried. The Koran, the Muslim Bible, so to speak, the Koran. That shows that heavenly Malachim are guarding, doing Yahweh's will, as Yahshua said, don't you know that I could call down? There was only a certain portion that sided in with Satan when she was taken down. Don't you know that I could call all of these Malachim and wipe this out right now? So Satan cannot, and she knows her limits. Yes, she'd like to kill you right now. She wanted to kill the apostles before they did their job. Yahweh allowed it to show you how strong these men were. He allowed this to take place. That's a glory that... That is a wonderful honor that they will have throughout all eternity. It is. The honor that you'll have is that you stood in unity with Yahweh's house. You didn't fear. You trusted in Yahweh. You stood strong. You learned your lessons in the house. You became teachers of Yahweh's way. And ready to do the work, you believed without seeing. Yes? Well, now you're seeing, okay, but you believed before you saw it. You believed before you saw the world wars begin, all the sickness, the weather, all the disasters that's coming that was prophesied. You believed before it ever took place. And you're still here. Well, here, now, remember the word scepter. And notice in verse 2, notice the fourth and fifth word. You see that? Count them. The fourth and fifth word of chapter 1 of Hebrews and verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. You see that fourth and fifth word? I'm making you hunt for it. You see it? Okay. Now, you remember seeing it in Genesis 49, verse 1? Those same two words? You remember seeing it in Isaiah? Last days. And in the last days, Yeshua said, the last generation, I will establish my house. That's you. And the gates of hell's not going to prevail against it this time. Yahweh is going to protect his house. We're going to do the work of Yahweh. The trial that you have is going to be big, yes, because you're going to see a lot of deaths and a lot of fear. And they're going to say, come this way or go that way. You know, a lot of deception. But you're going to believe. And that's going to keep you in Yahweh's house and keep you working, keep you training. Until this thing, till we receive our power, 4/5 of the earth's population will be gone at that time. And we'll receive our power and we'll start putting this whole thing back into motion again. But we'll guard and keep Yahweh's way. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!